45 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. Nationwide, veterinary labs have been pressed into service for coronavirus testing. Oklahoma State University's vet lab does more human COVID tests than anywhere else in that state. But in Texas, a university with vet labs found itself tangled in red tape. KERA's Brett Jaspers reports from Texas A&M and College Station.
The Veterinary Medical Diagnostic Lab here in College Station is two stories of offices and exam rooms filled with sophisticated machines. This lab is one of the largest of its kind in the country. Its typical customers are ranchers, dairy farmers, and veterinarians.
It's a busy lab, and at times it's almost factory-like. They're coming every day, and it's like it never stops. That's a challenge.
Terry Hensley is assistant director of the lab. Together with another site in Amarillo, they analyze hundreds of thousands of animal samples a year. One of the machines here, called a PCR, is able to conduct human diagnostic testing for coronavirus. Bruce Akey is the lab's director. He says they could easily do 300 to 500 COVID-19 tests a day, and potentially more. So early in the pandemic, he set out to get the approval he needed.
Because A, it's the right thing to do, B, it's the right thing to do, and C, I knew that the capabilities that we had would enable us to run exactly the same PCR tests that were going to be used for human testing.
But the state denied him, citing federal regulations. And when he appealed to the federal agency that oversees human test labs, he was told his top staff couldn't run the testing because their credentials are for animal testing.
And I do want to emphasize that there's the regulations they follow under normal circumstances. These are not normal circumstances.
The federal agency that oversees human labs is the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. CMS wouldn't do a recorded interview. In an email, CMS said it accepts a veterinary degree for human testing, but in that case, a lab director would also need to be certified by boards that deal with human testing. Akey doesn't have that. They came up with another way to use the lab, though. Akey found a local healthcare company with someone who did have the credentials to oversee human testing inside Akey's lab. They needed training, though, on Akey's equipment.
We're good enough to train them, but we're not good enough to actually run the test.
Large veterinary labs in other states have avoided this problem. Hemant Naikare runs a lab at the University of Georgia. He got federal certification and hopes to start COVID testing by September.
If these labs have the ability to do the testing and they're given the permission, then we could really contribute toward increasing the capacity of testing.
Keith Polson runs a veterinary lab at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, which is on track to test students this fall. Polson saw what Texas A&M went through and took steps to head off a rejection from the feds.
What we've learned from Texas is that A, Wisconsin's a little bit different, and B, we partnered with that human lab to help us kind of navigate those requirements.
COVID testing in Texas has been going up, but tests are still targeted towards high-risk people or those with symptoms. But controlling an outbreak requires widespread testing of people without symptoms, too. Bruce Akey at A&M has a lot of experience with animal disease outbreaks. He said they don't only test the sick animals.
We need to test some of the clinically not ill animals, too. Well, are the asymptomatic carriers, is that 1% of the population or is that 30% of the population?
The healthcare company that's working inside Texas A&M's lab began testing human samples there in April, but it wouldn't tell KERA the number of tests it's doing each day. So it's unclear how much this high-tech vet lab, one of the first to try to help out with COVID testing, is being used to fight the coronavirus. I'm Brett Jaspers in College Station.